Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, a good morning to you. It's the Breakfast Huddle, Elliot Danka, Bharati Jagdish, and Ryan Huang. Time now for Mind Your Business. You know, it was all about finding that COVID-19 vaccine for most of last year, and then this year was getting the vaccine, and now it's about a COVID-19 antiviral pill.
We're actually already seeing some countries in the UK rolling out some trials on this, and it was actually recently announced that Singapore-based SCG Cell Therapy and Germany-based Formicon have entered into a collaboration and license agreement for the development of and commercialization as well, yeah, of this COVID-19 drug called FYB207.
So it's quite a collaboration, and there's a fair amount of technology that they have access to where SCG is concerned. Let's find out more about it from Christy Ma, who is Chief Strategy Officer at SCG Cell Therapy. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey.
What a breakthrough this is. But I suppose to set context, as we try and understand everything that's involved in this pill, could you tell us a little bit about SCG Cell Therapy?
Yes, sure. So SCG, we are a leading biotech company focused on development of novel therapy for infectious disease and its associated cancer. So our name, SCG, stands for who we are. It's a unity of three countries, Singapore, China, and Germany. We founded headquarters in Singapore with subsidiary in Hong Kong, China, and Germany.
Right. That sounds great. I mean, because I'm sure that the collaboration among three different countries will bring together a whole pool of very, very capable scientists and, of course, business people as well, because you're not just developing, manufacturing, doing the R&D, but also commercializing all this. Tell us more about the areas of focus, because it's cell therapy. You could be doing so many things. What are the specific areas of focus, and how did you arrive at developing an antiviral pill for COVID?
Right. We focus on infectious disease and cancer. So we develop medical products target the most common disease in Asia. So in Asia, every 1 in 4 cancer case attributes to infection, compared to only 3% to 5% in the United States. That's why, I mean, this disease are maybe not the priority for big pharma in the Western country, but it is particularly important for Asian country. So our company, we have a very broad and diverse product pipelines, including 3 technology platforms across cell therapy, antibody, and vaccine. And we focus on infectious disease such as hepatitis B, HPV, Helicobacter pylori, and COVID-19.
All right. Christy, I want to talk a little bit about this collaboration. I mean, obviously, you know, the capabilities across Singapore, China, and Germany, very crucial, very strategic countries. But you have this collaboration with Germany-based Formicon, if I'm pronouncing that right, for the development and commercialization of this COVID-19 drug. It's called FYB207. Before we get into the details of the drug, how did this collaboration come about? Who gets what? Who helps where?
Yes. I mean, this is actually through the connection of our scientific founder, Professor Uta Prosser. She's the chairman of the Urology Department of Technical University of Munich. She's also the spokesperson of COVID-19 in Bavaria in Germany. So, I mean, this is really the collaboration project between the Germany company, Formicon, together with the academic. So here, I mean, SCG, we contribute to development, manufacturing, and commercialization of this product in Asia.
So tell us more about this particular drug, because I think anytime people hear about a drug that can address COVID in any way, it always feels like a great big milestone. So tell us more about what went into the development of this drug. What can it actually do?
Yes, FYB207 is an ACE2 fusion protein. So SARS-CoV-2 as well as other coronavirus, they use a protein called ACE2 as a portal to enter human cells for infection. So our partner Formicon created this innovative COVID-19 drug that targets the ACE2 protein, and the laboratory data demonstrate that it can completely prevent infection and is effectively against different variants of COVID-19 as well as the 2003 like SARS-CoV back there.
Christy, so I think a crucial question, when do I take the drug? Before I get COVID or when I've maybe just tested positive?
Yeah, so both SCG and our partner Pharmacon, we have actively speaking to different authorities, including FDA, EU, as well as HSA about this product. So we are looking to bring it to the clinic towards next year.
Wait, well, what stage of development exactly are you at now?
We are currently at preclinical stage and we are looking to start our clinical trial in next year.
So this is like if I go to the doctor and they diagnose me with COVID, then this is the drug, like antibiotics in that sense. From a very layman term, am I looking at it this way?
This is actually an infusion drug. So unlike the small molecule, drug that you can just take as an antibiotic, it requires infusion. So the target population, patient population, would more towards the moderate to severe patient that they require hospitalization. So which is also the gap. There's really not much option for those patients.
Okay. So it's not like prophylactic, right? It's about treating the virus once you have it, once you've contracted it.
Yes.
Now, there are other experimental antiviral pills that your competitors are also making. How exactly is this different in a way that, the layperson can understand in a tangible way?
Yes, there are other antibodies, proteins that are in development. And actually in the state, there are also some products that are received emergency use. But then later on, they find that they are not effective against different variants. So unlike this FYB207, which is target the essential entry, of the coronavirus to human cells, which can effective against different variants. I think this is really something that is needed, especially now a lot of countries, they kind of remove pandemic restriction, and having an effective therapeutic option would be very, very important.
Christy, I apologize if this puts you on the spot a bit, but a major concern out of vaccines has been side effects. How will you guys approach this? Are you expecting any? I know you're still going into clinical trials, so we are a long way from those answers, but what can you tell us?
So far, from the data that we observe, it's very safe. And again, unlike vaccine, they require very, very safe profile because those patients are healthy. But I think when we target those patients that are in hospitalized, so really it's how fast or how can we get away of the infection? I think this is the most priority. But in terms of safety profile, so far, what we observe is very safe and good.
Any contraindications, instances in which you should not take this drug, as far as you know at this point?
No, we are not in that stage yet. I think we will find out more in our upcoming clinical trial.
Okay, Christy, I know you're going into clinical trials. What happens now in terms of timeline as an excited consumer, perhaps? How long do you hope before this hits market? What kind of potential costs are we looking at? What kind of access are we looking at? Is it going to be readily available? What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, we are working closely with the regulatory authority, and we really hope that, as soon as we complete our phase 2 clinical trial, then potentially we can apply for emergency use. So again, SCG is prioritizing the Asian countries, so we really hope that we can deliver this treatment option, to patients who are in need in Asia.
Christy, and when we look at this, I know we're looking at this as a COVID-19 antiviral drug, but because it's COVID, does it mean it could potentially work against other forms of coronavirus?
Yes, this is exactly the reason why we are very interested in this product, because it's worked across all different coronavirus. As I mentioned, it's also as effective, as COVID-19 as well as the SARS-CoV back in 2003. So this product can potentially serve as reserve, in the future there are any coronavirus that may need a treatment option.
Christy, I'd like to talk more about accessibility. I mean, when the COVID-19 vaccine started being rolled out, there was a big discussion about whether the rich countries were hogging all the vaccines and preventing poorer nations, developing nations, from getting them in time. And those arguments still continue. There are still issues, even though things have been ameliorated over the last few months. Let's talk about making such drugs. I mean, I'm sure once this passes clinical trials and is on the market, it will be in demand. How do you plan on making it accessible to all who need it?
Yes, so we already established our production line. So we have our production capacity in China that can allow us to proceed with mass production of the drug. And again, like, we prioritize Asia specific. So we will start our clinical trial in Southeast Asia, so that, I mean, the hospital network, they already familiar with the drug. I mean, they know like how this drug works, and then we can easily distribute to the Asian country as soon as, I mean, we receive a regulatory authority approval.
Affordability is also always an issue. So how do you plan to tackle that?
Yes, I would say, I mean, antibody is would be slightly expensive compared to small molecule. But again, I mean, in comparison to the expensive ICU treatment and oxygen supply, etc. So, I mean, we think this is really provide like a affordable and, you know, like effective like treatment for patients, which is also very important.
Now, you know, once you get over cost and trial, and by the way, we're on the line with Christy Ma, who is Chief Strategy Officer for SCG Cell Therapy. What are we looking at? I know it's a little bit beyond a science question. This is more of a day-to-day question. The potential for this drug to really get life back to normal. Do you see that? Is that a grand vision that, you know, this drug is going to make us go back to 2019 in that sense?
Again, our drug is more focused on the moderate and severe patients that are really focused for those patients that are in hospitalized and they need. So again, I mean, if we really want to go back to the 2019, like before 2019 to the normal, then I think, I mean, not only having the treatment option, I mean, including prophylactic, including, you know, like the international network would be very important. So, I mean, this is a treatment option for patients that are hospitalized, but really that's just like the whole, you know, like health and like country's initiative, I think.
Yeah. I mean, do we need all of that? And just very quickly, because since we have vaccines already, right?
I think it's definitely needed. I mean, so far, I mean, a lot in Singapore, a lot of you know, citizen and PR, they already received vaccine. But as the coronavirus evolved, I mean, with different variants, we saw that, I mean, the effectiveness of vaccine is like going down. And I mean, there's continuous mutation and new variants from the coronavirus. So I mean, having a treatment option is definitely needed.
Thank you very much for that, Christy. Really appreciate it. Very enlightening indeed. Christy Ma, Chief Strategy Officer at SCG Cell Therapy, telling us more about their very promising antiviral drug candidate for COVID-19 going into clinical trials and hopefully on the market very soon. Thanks for joining us today, Christy. You take care, yeah?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.